Right now, across the corporate world, you've got these brilliant senior executives making massive salaries.
Yeah, and they're spending like 3 hours a day just formatting PDFs.
Exactly. Or, scraping data from emails, cross-referencing spreadsheets. The modern enterprise is just drowning in administrative bloat.
And well, everyone insists that artificial intelligence is the cure, right?
Right, but most business leaders are just getting burned by these flashy tech demos, the kind of stuff that just shatters the second it hits an actual company workflow.
Oh, totally. Which is exactly what we're looking at today.
Yeah, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at the promotional blueprint and the operational framework for an AI agent studio called AI Talk.
And our mission today is basically to cut straight through all that endless internet noise,
Yeah.
the hype about AI theory, you know.
Right, and examine exactly how a seasoned Fortune 500 strategist is taking theoretical AI and forcing it into actual measurable production for modern businesses.
Which is so needed right now.
It really is. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because if you have ever felt your highest value work being constantly derailed by crushing repetitive admin tasks,
And who hasn't, honestly?
right, then this breakdown is going to be incredibly relevant to how your own job might evolve in the very near future.
Because the documents we're looking at today, they represent a pretty significant pivot in the market.
How so?
Well, we're moving away from theoretical research papers that predict the next decade of tech. We're looking directly at a commercial framework designed to generate immediate financial returns.
Just highly practical.
Extremely. The entire structure of AI Talk is built around treating AI not as an experiment, but as a rigid operational utility.
And that rigidity clearly comes from the architect behind the
Oh,
company.
absolutely. The founder's resume dictates this entire philosophy.
Yeah, so before we even look at the specific AI tools they're selling, we really have to look at the founder, Susan Ferrari.
Right, because we aren't looking at some, 20-something Silicon Valley disruptor here.
Not at all. She brings 25 years of Fortune 500 strategy experience from these massive, highly regulated enterprises.
Like ADP, BNY Mellon, and Wolters Kluwer.
Right, heavy hitters.
And that specific background provides the foundational thesis for AI Talk. There's this guiding quote from Ferrari in the source material that basically dictates every product they ship.
What's the quote?
She says, "I only build what I would deploy inside a Fortune 500 myself."
Wow, that sets a formidable baseline.
It really does. Because in environments like BNY Mellon or ADP, I mean, you do not deploy software that hallucinates data, right? Or crashes during peak hours.
Yeah, that would be disastrous.
Exactly. You deploy systems that possess rock-solid compliance, security, and auditability.
So AI Talk is taking that exact enterprise-grade discipline and targeting Fortune 500 transformation teams.
Yes, and mid-market operators, and importantly, founder-led growth stage companies.
Right, with the promise of putting AI in production, not in pitch decks.
And that distinction, production AI versus pitch deck AI, that's the defining battleground in tech right now.
Because pitch deck AI is just the concept car. It looks incredible on a slide deck, but the moment you try to connect it to a legacy CRM system, the whole thing just falls apart.
Exactly. Production AI implies something unglamorous but unbreakable.
I do want to push back on her target demographic a bit, though.
Okay, let's hear it.
I mean, I understand why a legacy financial institution wants BNY Mellon level rigidity, but the sources specifically highlight founder-led growth stage companies.
Right, startups.
Yeah, and those startups survive on agility, speed, their ability to pivot instantly. Doesn't applying a heavily regulated corporate framework to a growth stage company kind of strangle the very momentum that makes them successful?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the demand for agility is exactly what creates the vulnerability in those founder-led companies.
Wait, really? How?
Because a startup might reach its first major scaling phase purely on the strength of its product and like the sheer willpower of the founders.
Sure, hustle culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when they hit hypergrowth, the underlying operational infrastructure just cannot handle the sheer volume of transactions or customer inquiries.
So they try to scale by cobbling together a bunch of untested software.
Yeah, and they end up bottlenecking their own momentum. The company essentially chokes on its own
Oh,
success.
wow. So the agility just becomes chaos. They start dropping leads, customer service, wait times explode.
Internal communication completely breaks down.
Yeah.
The founders are so busy putting out operational fires that they completely stop innovating.
I see. So Ferrari's enterprise background injects a centralized, unbreakable nervous system into those chaotic environments.
Precisely. Growth stage companies desperately need production AI because they need automated processes that will not snap under the pressure of sudden scale.
Right.
That unglamorous reliability is what actually allows the founders to remain agile at the top level.
That reframes the entire concept of enterprise discipline for me. It isn't about slowing the company down. It's about building a foundation that can actually support the speed. Which leads us into the actual mechanics of what AI Talk is building to provide that support. Because since your focus is strictly on practical production, let's look at what these tools actually look like day to day.
Yeah, their blueprint outlines two distinct categories of solutions. First, they build what they call AI agent strategy and build.
And these are custom text-based agents, right?
They handle operations, sales, customer service, and research. And every agent is mapped to a specific outcome.
That's a key phrase right there, mapped to a specific outcome.
It is. They are not dropping a generic open-ended chatbot into a company Slack channel and just, you know, hoping the team figures out how to use it.
Right. They are engineering discrete digital workers. Like, one agent might be programmed exclusively to ingest raw financial data and output formatted compliance reports.
Exactly. Or another might exist purely to monitor inbound sales emails and categorize lead viability.
And the second category takes that concept even further. They offer voice agent solutions.
Yeah, agents that handle inbound calls, outbound outreach, and lead qualification.
And the blueprint claims these agents are always on and always on brand, promising to drive conversations that close, support, and convert.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
When you look at these custom text agents doing back office research and voice agents handling frontline customer calls, AI Talk isn't just selling a software suite.
Right. They are quite literally constructing a digital organizational chart.
Exactly. The text agents are the back office analysts, and the voice agents are the frontline sales reps. It's a huge paradigm shift.
The sources explicitly state that these agents handle the work that drains your team. So the language frames the AI not as an application you log into, but as an entity you delegate work to.
You're essentially hiring a digital workforce that operates right alongside your human staff.
But I have to challenge the viability of the voice agents here. Especially the claim that they handle conversations that close and support.
You don't buy it.
Well, a back office text agent crunching numbers is one thing, but a human phone call is just messy. People interrupt, they use sarcasm, ask compound questions, they get highly emotional.
True. Humans are unpredictable.
Right. So how can a digital voice agent navigate the chaotic variants of human speech without immediately sounding like a robotic, deeply frustrating phone tree?
The old press zero to speak to a representative routine.
Exactly. If voice agents are supposedly always on brand, how do they handle all that nuance?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, we really have to recognize the technological leap between deterministic systems and probabilistic models.
Okay, unpack that for me.
Those old phone trees you mentioned, they were deterministic. They relied on rigid, pre-programmed logic. If the caller says a specific keyword, play a specific recording.
So it's like a musician who can only play sheet music exactly as written.
Exactly. The moment the caller deviates from the script, the system completely breaks down. But modern AI voice agents are probabilistic.
Meaning they understand semantic intent and context.
Right. They aren't just listening for a keyword. They are analyzing the actual meaning behind the sentence, even if it's phrased poorly. They parse intent in real time.
That's much closer to, like, a jazz musician improvising based on a chord progression.
That's a perfect analogy. And AI Talk grounds that improvisation by training the agents specifically on the individual business.
What kind of training data?
They feed the AI, the company's knowledge base, their historical customer service logs, tone guidelines, rigid escalation protocols.
Ah, so when the AI understands the foundational logic of the business, it doesn't need a rigid script.
Exactly. It can empathize with a frustrated caller, pivot to a new topic mid-sentence, and guide the conversation toward a resolution.
Whether that is closing a lead or providing technical support, you aren't programming responses, you're instilling business logic.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean, knowing what these agents do is exciting, sure, but dropping a digital workforce capable of that autonomy into a company sounds like an integration nightmare.
Oh, usually it is. Legacy systems don't talk to each other. Human employees get defensive about automation. IT gets overwhelmed.
Right. Which brings us to exactly how AI Talk integrates these systems, their deployment playbook.
And the sources outline a very strict three-step methodology: audit, design, and deploy.
because you can't just inject autonomous agents into a fragile corporate ecosystem and expect them to function.
No, the methodology is where Ferrari's strategic background is most visible. It requires a surgical approach.
Let's break down the mechanics of those three steps.
Okay.
So step one is the audit. They map out where AI fits into the business and calculate its financial worth.
Right. And then step two is the design phase, architecting the digital team, the tech stack, and the rollout strategy.
And finally, step three is deploy. They build the agents, train them, ship them, and then, crucially, they stay on retainer to optimize.
Which is a very important detail.
I actually want to zero in on that phrase, stay on retainer to optimize, because honestly, that often triggers alarm bells for business leaders.
Yeah, it sounds like a perpetual consulting trap.
Or an endless SaaS subscription. If the AI is so intelligent, why does it require constant optimization? This isn't a set it and forget it installation.
No, it's exactly like hiring a human employee who requires ongoing management and performance reviews.
Right.
And this raises an important question. How do businesses currently calculate the ROI of AI?
Usually by panicking and throwing money at it.
Pretty much. The current landscape is driven by FOMO, fear of missing out. A CEO reads a headline, panics, and mandates a sweeping integration across all departments.
And then the project inevitably collapses under its own weight because it lacks a targeted financial objective.
Exactly. But AI Talk circumvents that entire failure condition through their entry point for clients, which is their free lead magnet.
Right. A custom AI agent audit delivered in 48 hours. The promise is that they identify the three highest leverage places to deploy AI with no fluff and no upsell.
And by narrowing the focus down to just those three highest leverage places, it prevents business leaders from succumbing to information overload.
They isolate the noise.
Yeah. During that audit, they're likely looking for the highest concentration of friction within a company's operations. High volume, highly repetitive processes with clear inputs and outputs.
Like a sales team spending 6 hours a day manually qualifying inbound leads before actually making a pitch.
Exactly. That is a massive point of friction. The audit calculates the exact financial cost of that human labor and models the cost of deploying an agent to handle it.
So by defining the monetary worth up front, they guarantee the deployment will actually move the needle. It stops them from buying a solution in search of a problem.
Diagnosing the illness before prescribing the cure. And to go back to your question about the retainer.
Right. Why stay on retainer?
Because a business is a dynamic organism. Products change. Compliance laws update. If you deploy a voice agent and never update its training, it will confidently give out outdated info within a quarter.
So staying on retainer means they are actively auditing performance, analyzing transcripts, refining logic, managing the digital workforce. Well, all of this careful auditing and designing is ultimately meaningless without measurable results, right? Which moves us into the actual outcomes AI Talk claims to deliver.
Yeah, and the promotional blueprint highlights some highly specific metrics.
They claim up to 70% faster customer response times.
And 3 times faster speed to insight on customer research.
And crucially, 40 plus hours returned to senior teams every single week. This all culminates in their company tagline, AI made human, made simple, made yours.
Those metrics are carefully chosen because they represent distinct categories of business transformation. I mean, 70% faster response times isn't just efficiency, it's a competitive weapon.
Because the first company to respond with a competent solution almost always wins the contract.
Right. And the 3 times faster speed to insight fundamentally alters a company's strategic velocity.
Yeah, if your text agents can analyze market data and summarize feedback 3 times faster than a competitor, your leadership team can adapt while the competition is still manually compiling spreadsheets.
Exactly. The velocity of information directly dictates the velocity of innovation.
But, you know, the metric that truly defines the value proposition here is that final one. 40 plus hours returned to senior teams every week.
It's massive.
So what does this all mean? When a source highlights returning an entire 40-hour work week to senior leadership, we have to look at the uncomfortable reality of corporate structuring.
Yeah, we do.
Is this just a generic time-saving benefit? Or is the subtext here that organizations have allowed deep institutional bloat to rot their upper management? Like, are companies paying senior executives top-tier salaries to do entry-level admin work?
It is absolutely the latter. And it's the single most expensive hidden cost in modern business.
Wow.
We touched on this at the beginning. As companies scale, administrative burdens naturally multiply. And because legacy software systems are poorly integrated, the responsibility for bridging the gaps falls on human workers. Over time, that entry-level data management slowly creeps up the org chart until you have vice presidents and directors spending the majority of their week managing the mechanics of their department rather than leading it.
So the people hired to navigate the ship are stuck in the engine room shoveling coal.
That is the exact dynamic.
Unbelievable.
So when AI Talk deploys a custom agent to automate the logistics and the research, they aren't just saving the company the cost of an entry-level salary.
They are returning those 40 hours to a senior executive.
Yes, freeing up 40 hours of entry-level work saves a little bit of money. But freeing up 40 hours of senior-level work shifts the entire strategic capability and vision of a company.
They are curing the institutional bloat.
A leader who is no longer bogged down by repetitive admin finally has the bandwidth to look at the horizon, identify new market opportunities, and actually formulate the vision they were hired to create.
It fundamentally upgrades the capability of the human staff. The AI handles the execution, and the human reclaims the strategy. Well, let's bring the pieces together here. We started by exploring how Susan Ferrari translates 25 years of Fortune 500 discipline into an uncompromising demand for production AI.
Right.
We broke down how custom text and voice agents don't just act as software, but function as a literal digital org chart capable of handling complex probabilistic interactions.
And we examined how that rigid audit, design, and deploy playbook zeroes in on high leverage friction points.
Yeah, returning thousands of hours of stolen time back to senior leadership.
It's really a blueprint for organizational survival. In an era where speed and scale break traditional infrastructure, they're building the reliable engine that actually drives the business forward.
So to you listening right now, I want you to mentally audit your own professional life over the last month.
It's a great exercise.
Look past your job title and examine your actual daily actions. What are the specific repetitive tasks that consistently drain your energy and pull you away from your most impactful work?
Right, the stuff that bogs you down.
If a custom digital workforce could instantly absorb all of that operational friction, what high-level, creative, or strategic initiatives would you finally have the bandwidth to pursue?
And that leads to a really profound consideration regarding the future of our professional identities.
Oh, definitely.
If frameworks like AI Talk succeed at scale, if artificial intelligence flawlessly handles the research, the logistics, the data analysis, and the initial customer interactions.
Effectively giving executives their entire 40-hour week back.
Exactly. What becomes the new defining characteristic of human leadership? If the machines fully conquer the execution of business, does human management evolve to become almost entirely about empathy, complex relationship building, and the pure articulation of vision?
When the burden of the process is lifted, we are left only with the challenge of the purpose. A fascinating thought to leave you with. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We will catch you next time.